This weekend is Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of January, the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. The University of Johannesburg Choir sings a setting of Psalm 42. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. This weekend is a great feast, both for the Latin Church and the Eastern Churches. Epiphany is a Greek word, and it indicates a showing, a manifestation, usually of divine glory, what we might today call a revelation. Every epiphany or revelation is not just given to our eyes. Our seeing must also be accompanied by understanding. This is the great movement of this Christmas season, as it reshapes and reforms our lives. And it opens us not only to the epiphany of Christ, but to the epiphany of humanity in Christ, a new way of being and acting, of living and loving and hoping. All of this is contained in the feast we celebrate today. But it is given to us in a picture told with colour and economy by Matthew. Like every picture, we need to gaze at it for a long time until we begin to really see it. So let us spend a few moments looking and trying to understand the symbols, the codes which the Gospel has placed within the story to point us towards the truth of which it speaks.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
We are introduced first to these strangers, the Magi. They are the masters of an ancient wisdom, a science that is not part of the revelation that Israel alone possesses, and yet points to it. They are the seekers, and they have the courage to trust their wisdom and follow where it leads. Here too, there is humility, because they know that for all their skill in searching the knowledge of the skies, that knowledge is incomplete. It remains a riddle and a hope that cannot find fulfillment until it comes to the scriptures, wherein is found the revelation that God gives of himself to his people. Unless it leads to this, it remains a futile search and a sterile wisdom which cannot answer the deeper longings of the questing spirit. What deep longings does the coming of Jesus Christ fulfill for you? Then there is Herod, whom we know of from other sources outside of Scripture. We know that he is a cunning political operator, who is finely attuned to the lines of power in his world. When we dust away the layers of sentiment that have built up over the ages, we find in the Gospel a stark, austere realism about the world into which this child is born. It is a world of ruthless power and political treachery. It is a world in which the poor have no voice and no history. It is a world of calculated violence. It is our world. What feelings stir in you as you contemplate this? The gifts of the Magi are prophetic gifts. They are not only rooted in the ancient visions, but they also look forward to the journey that the newly born Christ child must make in order to heal the broken nations of the world. Gold for his kingship, which is not dependent on any worldly power or politics, but upon the sovereignty of God. Frankincense for the worship that is his due as Son of God, and myrrh as the mark of his suffering, through which he will heal our humanity. Keep this in mind as you hear the reading for a second time.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
The Magi went back another way. So we are sent back into our world by another way. The way that he has already travelled for us. The way on which we find him walking with us. The way that leads us rejoicing to the Father. Let us pray that this year, 2017, will bring us close to him and to the light that is our delight and our goal. Let us pray that he who has come to us in his poverty might find us with the Magi on our journey to adore him. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.